You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disasters, or really in natural disaster relief? Because we have seen in the wake of Hurricane Ian, we have seen a call for the government to be involved and actually to meet the needs of the people. And we have seen this. That's what a state of emergency does. It puts in place a legal request for the federal government to step in and provide federal funds for the relief effort. And really, it doesn't matter whether it's a hurricane or a fire or maybe a huge fire, or if it's flooding or if it's tornadoes, whatever the natural disaster is, there is a call for the federal government to be involved. And we have, if you missed the last two sermons, you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, and you can actually watch those previous sermons, and where we've laid out really what the role that God has placed for the government, and really even the level of taxation that you'll see if you want that level of government. And one thing that you won't see in the Bible is you won't see the Bible, and you won't see God authorizing government to take money from some and to give it to others. You'll never see that in the Bible. And you also won't see the government being involved in natural disasters. And we'll talk more about that in a subsequent sermon. But today we're going to look at what the Bible has to say, because, you know, some people, when they hear what I have been presenting, they'll say something like, well, you just don't care about the poor. And that's not the case. And we're going to look and see that the Bible speaks quite a bit about the poor. One thing the Bible doesn't speak about, though, is the government helping the poor. You will not find a passage in the Bible where God advocates the government helping the poor. Certainly, we did discuss, and we talked about it from last week, where you had the one very unique situation where in the nation of Egypt and also the surrounding region, there were seven plentiful years followed by 7 years of famine. And during that time, God did authorize, and God, you can see that God orchestrated and actually sent Joseph to Egypt to preserve, for the purpose of preserving the nation of Israel. And what you'll see is that this program, you'll see the one time that there is a government program that was authorized by God, and actually God placed the man that ran that program in that country, and it was run by a wise man, and it did deliver the nation of Israel and many other people, including the nation of Egypt. But you see at the beginning of that, the Egyptians were free people. They owned their own land. They owned their cattle. They were prosperous. And yet at the end of it, they didn't own their cattle. They didn't have any money. They had paid their money. They had paid their cattle. And they also had given their land to Pharaoh. And they were then Pharaoh's servants, where they would till the land. They would produce produce, and they would pay a 20% tax from there on out. you actually see the very first instance where you have property tax, the very first instance of property tax recorded in history. And so you see that, and that's really the only situation where God actually authorized the government to actually help out the poor. And in that case, it wasn't just taking money from some and giving to others. It was taking money from everyone and then selling them part of what they had given back to them so that they could actually survive and live and eat. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And, you know, this is what we're all about today. We're all about making sure that you have your computer and technology questions answered, and that your computer problems are solved. And of course, you can give us a call or post on the website. Now, one thing that we do want to alert you of right now, this is pretty big. Microsoft has released their October scheduled patches. Now, typically, you'll see these patches that'll come out, and they actually came out this week. Typically, they come out like the second Tuesday through the second Thursday of the month, but this month they may have been running a little bit later. This may be a second, but really
looking at the number of patches and the type of patches that came out, I would say that this is probably a scheduled patch. So Microsoft this past week did release 80 patches that correct 84 vulnerabilities. Now, what this means, when they release these, if you install the patch, then what's happening is things are working well and you're doing good. Now, if you don't install the patch, then what happens is you're actually at risk. Your computer is at risk of infection, because what will happen is every hacker in the world now knows about these threats and is writing software. If they don't already have software to exploit them already, they're actually writing software for that purpose, attempting to exploit these threats. There are 13 critical patches and 12 Microsoft Edge patches as well for the newer Chromium-based Microsoft Edge. Adobe has also released 4 advisories, and there's 29 vulnerabilities and 17 critical. So this is pretty big. Microsoft this week did release the latest edition of Windows 10, which is 22H2. So it's version 22H2, just came out, and I've installed it on a few computers. I've seen it installed on a few computers. We actually, now one of the things I want to mention, and I'm going to show you, first of all, how you can run the patches, how you can make sure the patches are installed. But by the way, some of the patches that were released this week are zero-day threats. What that means, what a zero-day threat is, we'll always try to explain these terms to you. But what a zero-day threat is, it's a threat that is already being exploited. Hackers are already using this threat to break in to systems. And one of those zero-day threats relates to Microsoft Exchange. There's also other threats that are out there: denial of service, elevated privilege. That's where a username, one of the things, if you have a username that doesn't have admin rights, well, hackers are going to want to get access to that then elevate it to admin rights. And there's also information disclosure, remote code execution, security feature bypass, spoofing, and other updates for Microsoft. Again, two different zero-day vulnerabilities addressed as well. One of them was a Windows COM Plus event system service elevation of privilege. That's again a key issue. Another one was a related to Microsoft Office. So these are critical updates, and what you want to do is you will want to go out and actually make sure that you're installing the updates on your computer. So I'm going to switch over to a full screen. So what this will do is it'll show, for everyone watching the video, it'll show you how to actually go about making sure that your computer is updated. And if you're not watching the video right now, you'll be able to watch this later at your convenience, because we are streaming this to Facebook and also to YouTube. And you can go to either of those and watch it. And you can get the links to both of those at our website, afasterpc.com. But what we're going to do, and I'll try to verbally describe this for people that don't want to go and listen, you're just listening and you're not going to go watch the video, I'll try to verbally describe this as well. You're going to click on the start button in the lower left. And by the way, this is the instructions for Windows 10. Now, Windows 11 is just the navigation is just a little bit different. If you have Windows 8, what you're going to need to do is on the right side, move your mouse up and down, and that'll bring out the charms bar. And you want to go to settings and then to updates. Windows 11, you'll want to click on start, the start button, which is kind of over in the more closer to the middle, but still on the left side, but closer to the middle, and then click on Settings. With Windows 11, you'll click on Start. Right above the Start button, you'll click on Settings, and that will take you to the Settings page. And what we're going to look for then, once we're in Settings, is we're going to look for Updates and Security. So we're going to click here on Updates and Security, and this will actually give us the ability to search for updates. And if there are pending updates, they'll go ahead and actually start downloading in there. So one thing, by the way, you see feature update to Windows 10 version 22H2. And the reason that's there and there's no other updates is because my computer actually did install the updates. There are, by the way, optional updates. You can click on the optional updates and you can install some of those. So the only optional update I have is the feature update to 22H2. There's also a update to a printer that I don't have. That's one of the side effects of being a computer technician. Sometimes when I go into offices and homes, I try to always set my network to public, but occasionally I have to set it to private to configure certain things. And Windows just will automatically install printers that I don't own. I digress there a little bit. You probably won't have that issue, but you'll be able to actually to install the updates. And you know, I can click here, download and install, and this will download and install the feature update to Windows 10 version 22H2. Now, one thing I do want to just mention here is that we have customers that call us when they need us, and that's called break fix. Hey, you know, if you have a problem, they're going to give us a call and we help them out, or they're going to bring their computer into us, or they're going to call us up and we're going to go do an on-site, or we're going to log into their computer remotely and resolve issues that way. We also have clients that are managed services clients, and all of our managed services clients have software running on their computer that automatically twice a day checks for Windows updates, and automatically six times a day actually checks for not only Windows updates, but six times a day it checks for updates to programs such as Chrome, Google Chrome, Firefox, Zoom, and other programs that a lot of people have on their computers. Now, it's important to get these updates because you never know when a zero-day threat is going to be discovered, and there's going to be a patch that's going to come out for those updates, and of course you could, you know, try to search and try to find when those are, but you don't even have to do that. If you're a managed services client of a Faster PC, your computer is automatically going to have software running on it that is going to twice a day look for Windows updates, and six times a day is going to look for updates to these major programs that we talked about that a lot of people use and a lot of people are running. And if there is a zero-day threat out there, you'll want to make sure that those updates are installed on your computer. If you're interested in that, our number is 772-878-5978. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology issues as well. So one thing that we do want to just go over, we were just talking about the security updates that Microsoft released this past week, including they also released a brand new version of Windows 10. So if you have Windows 10, you actually would be eligible to get this. It does take a little bit of time. It's not actually immediate. But what happens is as the software downloads onto your computer, Microsoft will download it in the background. As it downloads on your computer, things will be able to
to you'll be able actually to install that on your system and make sure that that the software is installed and is going. And I just realized, by the way, that I didn't have the YouTube video going, but it is going right now. So we're all set up and ready to go with that. Sorry for that. Wow, I just kind of missed that. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And we can help you with a number of things, including resolving these issues, making sure your Windows updates are installed, or if you want to have our managed services where you don't even have to do it yourself or remember, I need to get this installed, you can actually go ahead and just give us, just call a Faster PC, 772-878-5978. That's our number, and we can actually help you resolve computer problems, and we can actually, with our managed services plans, we can get the automated updates working on your system to make sure that your system is running and that everything is working there. So this is, now I can tell you that one of the things that we saw this past week, we did actually see several things that we did see a few computers that actually had problems with the updates that were released this past week, and that can happen. You can get issues that happen sometimes where a computer just doesn't quite work properly. We were able to get in there, and resolve those issues, get the computers back up and running. And sometimes updates do cause problems, and that's something that you just you kind of have to deal with. And it is. I know sometimes, if it's not a security update, you might want to wait just a little bit. And in fact, the Windows 22H2 update is not something that you have to install right away, but you can install it right away. I have installed it. We have one client that isn't managed services, but they have us do many of the things that we would do for managed services. And that particular client, I did install Windows 22H2 on all three of their computers this past week, and those are all up there. They're I haven't really seen major differences with it. I'm sure as we work on it a little bit more, we probably will see major differences, but right now I haven't seen any major differences so far with 22H2. And some of our clients have had problems, one of the things, if you have a problem with a Windows update, what we want to do is uninstall the update, get back to where your computer was before the update, and then we try the update again, and we'll try like one update at a time and install the update, reboot, see how things are going, install the next update, reboot. Sometimes just going thing, one at a time. Whatever happened before that didn't work right, you don't have that problem quite often. And then there are some times where a particular computer just isn't quite compatible with an update. And there are even times where updates do break some, they fix some things and break some other things. And so, but it is a little bit of a toss up because you have, especially that's more likely to happen with a zero-day threat, because with a zero-day threat, the manufacturer of the software has to come out with an update almost immediately, because if they don't get this update, their users are vulnerable to the threats, and so they need to get this update, and they don't really have the time to thoroughly test the update to make sure it works properly and to make sure that everything happens well. And it is good to actually you know, install updates at a time where it's, you know, most convenient to you, and have a little bit of time, reboot your computer, see if your system, if everything is running properly. You know, certain programs that are key functional, you know, and sometimes you just don't have a choice. You have to do the update right then. We had an update with QuickBooks maybe 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. There was an update with QuickBooks that we had to install, and all of our clients who use QuickBooks had to install this update. And we went in and actually did this for several of our clients. You know, when we saw it on our system, and we got a call from the first client that was having the same issue, we knew, hey, this is something that every client is going to have a problem with. So we started contacting them. We started saying, hey, listen, you know, this update needs to happen. Do you want us to go in and install it? And we got that done for and taken care of for our clients. And, you know, some of those might not be convenient. That QuickBooks update was not convenient because for us, it required us, first of all, I was able to log in the morning. And then my wife went to log in a little bit later that day and wasn't able to log in until the update was installed. After the update was installed, we had to reboot our server. That takes a little bit of time to reboot a server. And we were able to, you know, get that all done and get the computer back up. But it did interrupt our day some. So, you know, you hope that you don't have interruptions. And even with our managed services and our updates, we do do it in such a way that we minimize the interruptions. For instance, when we have Windows search for updates, we search for updates right around noon, and that's update search does not prompt an automatic restart. And then we also search for updates at midnight. Now, the computer obviously would have to be on, but that update at midnight will automatically reboot. Most people aren't using their computer at midnight. Some people are, but, you know, most people aren't. And of course, if your computer does, if you're working on your computer and it does install the update and prompts you to restart, if you're using it, you actually would have a choice of delaying that. Now, one thing I do want to just show you also, I'll switch over back over to a full desktop, full screen. So what we're going to do is just look at the updates here. So if you have installed updates, you're going to right click, you're going to left click actually over here near the clock. You're going to see probably a symbol. It might be outside of this hidden area where right next to the clock you may see actually some programs over there that actually show you that there's or an icon that shows you that the computer needs to restart. And it actually, I don't have it up here because my computer did restart. I'm a managed services client of a Faster PC. All of our computers here are as well. And so the ones that we have been using and have been on have installed the updates and are rebooted. This particular system, you know, the symbol's not there because I've already installed it. But look for a symbol in the lower right-hand corner. If you don't see it near the clock, click on the little arrow and then look up here and see if there are any updates that are there that need to be installed. Because if there are and they do need to be installed, you need to reboot to install them, then you need to plan, you know, shut down the programs that you have running and save any files and go ahead and restart. And just know also if that update may include version 22H2 of Windows 10. And 22H2, it's not as massive of an update as those feature updates have been in the past. In fact, I did three computers while I was for this homeowners association that we do work for. I backed up their data. They paid me to come out and make sure their data is backed up. Backed up their data and also made sure that that their Windows was up to date, and that included installing version 22H2. So I did that install. I rebooted the computer, and then we were able to get up and have everything working. I did that. It didn't take too long for them. I mean, I was there probably. I'd have to look at my schedule and my record, but I was there probably about an hour and a half, and I made their backups, updated QuickBooks payroll, and did the update on all three computers. So, you know, it didn't take a huge amount of time, but it might take 10 to 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the speed of your computer, and more particularly the speed of your hard drive. If you don't have a good solid state drive, it might take a little bit longer to get that up and running. So this is something that definitely you may want to, if you haven't installed these updates, you definitely will want to get out there and get these updates installed, because again, these are important. Some of them are zero day, and again, zero day threats, which again means that hackers are already using that. Now, some of the other threats that we actually didn't go over yet is there's actually a critical vulnerability of Azure. Now, Azure is Microsoft's cloud-based service. There's also Active Directory Certificate Service Elevation of Privileges vulnerability. Again, those elevation of privileges is very dangerous, because you typically don't want to be using a profile that has admin rights. You want to have to log into a different profile or use different credentials to install programs. Because if you can't install programs, then hackers can't install programs. But if hackers can elevate your user account, if they get access to your user account and they can elevate it so that it has admin rights, then that's what elevation of privileges is. It gives them the right to install programs, including malicious programs. That's really what a hacker would install. They're not going to install anything that's good for you. Microsoft SharePoint Server, remote code execution vulnerability. Microsoft Office remote code execution vulnerability. Windows crypto API spoofing vulnerability. And so you definitely, and there's other updates with Microsoft Edge, some spoofing vulnerabilities there. There's Adobe Security Bulletin advisories also. These are out. Including denial of service attacks and arbitrary code execution, arbitrary file service memory leak. So you want to make sure that you are installing updates to your software. And again, this can all happen automatically with our managed services clients. And if you're interested in becoming a managed services client, you want to have a faster PC. Make sure that your updates are installed. Well, we can help you do that. Our number is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. We do help many of our customers, both business, medical, residential. We can help you.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Just went down there.
But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems. And one of the things that we do want to just go over is the importance of okay, we do have a caller on the line, Anne Marie. Welcome to SBC Radio. How can we get today?
Hi, Brian. My question is that Workplace is getting ready to switch over from a paper system to a computer system. And my concern is when you're speaking about the attackers, how they're ahead of the time where they can break into information. How is it that they get a hold of this kind of software to do such things, to get into important places that they hack out information?
Well, short of a vulnerability, they would have to actually look for access through someone clicking on a link or gaining credentials to, and by credentials, I mean a username and a password. So, they would gain those credentials, first of all, through just trial and error, trying to, if they're trying to connect and they're not able to connect, then they would actually have some situations there. They would just keep trying. What we see with our managed services clients, we actually have monitoring on failed login attempts. And when there's a port open, or maybe there's a compromised system in the office and hackers have gained access to that and they're using that as a launch base to try to log into other systems, then what actually can happen is you'll start seeing failed login attempts. And we have seen on some of our computers, we've seen in a 5-minute span, failed login attempts of 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 times. Now, what that means is that these hackers have a computer that's configured to try to log in, and it was unsuccessful. But given enough tries, just think about your username and your password. Given enough tries, the combination can be broken, especially if you're using a common username. Like I think your name is Mary. So if you were using Mary as your username, well, that would be something that, that's a common name. So they could try Mary, and then they could try a password, and then they could try another password. Well, if you have a domain controller, that domain controller probably is configured. That would be a server. The domain controller is probably configured to actually block or lock the account after a certain number of incorrect passwords. So if they are trying Mary and a password and Mary and another password and Mary and another password, and then that on the fourth try, they get a message that the account's locked, they know that Mary is a username. And they can then just, all they have to do at that point is just start, just start trying different password combinations. Eventually they'll get in. But what we're talking about when we're talking about Windows updates, we're talking about there are threats that are inside of the programs themselves. And these threats are not always known to begin with, but when they're discovered, the manufacturer of the software or hardware will come out with a patch to resolve the issue. And that's good if you install the patch, because then you're protected from that threat. But if you don't install the patch, not only are you not protected from that threat, but every hacker in the world knows about that threat, and they're writing software. And you ask, where do they get it from? Well, there are certain hackers that are software coders, and they have a whole business model. They actually, the people that write the software, because not all hackers know how to write software and know how to code. So the people that know how to code will write software, and they'll let other hackers use that software for 10% or 20% of the take. So whatever whatever, you know, if they get into a computer and or a computer system and they infiltrate it and they extract data and they encrypt data and then they get a ransomware, you know, you've heard last year we had the meatpacking house that was shut down by a cybersecurity threat, a ransomware attack, the pipeline that was shut down because of a ransomware attack. Millions of dollars were paid to the ransom people. Well, you know, you can think 20% of that's a lot of money. And so, they have a business model, and the people that write the software allow other hackers to use their software, and they're going to get a piece of the pie. Now, you might say, well, you know, they're not going to get millions and millions of dollars out of me. But what are they going to come for? If you're a small business, if you're a small business and they successfully get into your computer, then what is going to happen when they're in your computer is they're actually going to spy. They're going to see what data you have. They're going to extract your data. They're going to look for what backups you have. And before they strike, they're going to have all of your data exported out to their server. And then they're going to strike. They're going to go after your backups, and they're going to encrypt your data on your computer. And then they're going to seek a ransom. And the ransom is going to be for getting your data back, but it's also going to be a bribe so that they won't release your data. And you can think, well, you know, what type of data do you have? Well, a lot of, you know, you might have social security numbers on people. You might have driver's license numbers on people. You might have credit card information or other personally identifiable information. So it's very important to keep that information protected and secure. And, they also know the business's revenue, annual revenue, and they're going to ask for 10 to 20% of that annual revenue. That's going to be the amount that they're going to ask for when they ask for the ransom. Now, you know, we've talked about unknown threats, and there are unknown threats in Microsoft operating system. There are unknown threats in browsers. There are unknown threats in a number of different programs. But one of the good things is that we actually have software that can protect against even unknown threats, because this software actually looks at, first of all, what programs you're using and what access they need, and it allows that to happen so that most of what you do, you'll never have any problems, never get a notice. The things that you normally do that you need to do will actually work. But when if a program were to come in, even if an employee is tricked into clicking on a program, executing a program, is tricked into clicking on a link that launches malicious code, well, that malicious code could run, maybe, but it wouldn't be able to actually do anything. It wouldn't be able to encrypt your data, because it doesn't have permission to encrypt your data. It wouldn't be able to communicate over the network, because it doesn't have permission to communicate over the network. It wouldn't be able to do all of the bad things that it is designed to do, because it's not permitted to happen. It's not a permitted program. It's called Zero Trust. And we do provide this as part of our cybersecurity package that we can offer to, you know, mostly it's offered to small businesses and medical offices and dental offices and professional offices, nonprofits and churches. But we can do this even for residential offices. If you're really concerned, if you're listening out there and you're really concerned, but I know, Mary, you're talking about a business, so this is something we could actually, you know, come in and actually, you know, do a consultation and even look at security threats, and you know, we have third-party scans that we can run on the system that verify that we would be doing a good job to protect your system and your network. So there are ways to actually protect you. Definitely getting the updates installed is vitally important. Making sure that you have a secure username and password. You know, I mentioned earlier, not using a username like Mary. Well, what would you do? Well, you could add some letters to it. You could add, you know, part of your last name or part of your middle name as well. You know, some of our users, we use their first name, their middle initial, their last initial. A lot of people don't even know, you know, people that they know, they don't even know their middle initial, much less, you know, think that it might be used in a username, or splitting up you know, words in a username, and then having a complex password. Another thing that can happen is multi-factor or two-step authentication. And with this, you not only have the username and password, but you also receive a code via text, or you receive a code from a Microsoft Authenticator code generator or Google Authenticator code generator, and that adds an extra layer of security, so that if you can't just log in with the username and password, you also have to have this extra layer of security. So there are ways to protect computer systems and to keep them safe. And computers, even though there's risk, they enhance your productivity significantly. So much so that it is worth it to do it. But to do it, it's important to be safe about it, to make sure that the updates are installed. And also, if you're really serious about cybersecurity, well, you might want to talk to a Faster PC, because we can help you with that. We can help make sure that your system is as secure. You know, and there's no possible way to protect against every single threat out there, but we can protect against almost all of the threats and raise the level of your protection to where it's almost impossible for your computer to be hacked into, or even if it is hacked into, that once it's hacked into, that the hackers aren't able to even do anything once they're there, because they don't have the programs that they're running, don't have the authority to run. And you know, even when we're running the zero-day threat and we want to run a scan to determine whether the system is safe, we actually have to permit that scan to run. It won't have permission to run automatically. So
we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disasters? Part 3. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.